Hi, thanks for tuning in to Fairy Tale Science, where we explore the physics in children's stories and take a look at the friction in fiction. I'm Kevin, your host and primary researcher. Joining me is our storyteller and our co-host, Kay.
Hi there. We love reading to our kids, but a lot of these stories are scientifically dubious at best. So follow along as we break down our childhood misconceptions about the world around us and have a fun look at what would happen if these stories took place in our universe. Today we untangle the story of Rapunzel as we ask, could the prince actually use her hair as a rope to climb the tower? So this is a sad story. Rapunzel's parents trade her to their cranky old neighbor in exchange for some fresh produce. The cranky old neighbor turns out to be a witch, and when Rapunzel turns 12, she gets thrown in the tall tower for safekeeping. When the witch wants to see her, she calls out, "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair so I may climb thy golden stair." Sometime later, a prince shows up, drawn by Rapunzel's singing. He sees how the witch climbs the tower and decides to visit Rapunzel himself. This was always a fascinating story for me. The resourcefulness of using your hair as a tool to independence is genius. Kevin, what about this story tangles your scientific mind?
Okay, well, there's a couple of threads that I really want to tug on for this one. The first is fairly obvious. How strong is her hair? The second, how fast does it grow? And by extrapolation, how old must Rapunzel be? And the third, how much does all that hair weigh? Fortunately for me, the strength of human hair is regularly tested in school science fair projects. It turns out hair has a surprisingly high tensile strength. On average, a single strand of human hair can hold about 100 grams. We have between 100 and 150,000 strands of hair on our heads, so the combined strength of all that hair is 2 tons. That's enough to lift 2 fully grown African elephants. Wait, what's the exchange rate for elephants to blue whale tongues?
Why would I know that?
Because it's fascinating. Why wouldn't you? Hang on, let me check. Okay, Google. How much doesn't a blue whale tongue weigh in elephants?
I swear to God.
National Geographic. These magnificent marine mammals rule the oceans at up to 100 feet long and upwards of 200 tons. Their tongues alone can weigh as much as an elephant.
Okay, so it's 2.
As much as an automobile.
Oh my goodness.
It's 2 blue whale tongues or 2 elephants, whichever is most comfortable. So the strength checks out. It can hold more than enough.
Okay, but then wouldn't her hair just rip away from her scalp? Because my scalp is not as strong as two elephants or 1 blue whale tongue. Is that
2 elephants or 2 blue whale tongues?
Oh my God.
Right.
Okay, yes.
I mean, probably. It would also cause severe neck problems if she just stood there and chucked her hair down and tied an elephant to it and tried to pull it back up. But if I were her, I'd just kind of like loop it around a bedpost or tie it to the wall or something like that.
That makes sense.
Right. So the real question then is, how fast does Rapunzel's hair need to grow? In the Brothers Grimm version, they say she's locked in the tower at the age of 12. And the other piece we need is obviously the height of the tower. For this, I have to rely on Disney, who says the tower is 70 feet high. Great. So leave a little wiggle room on either end so she can tie it off, plus still walk around while the witch is climbing up. And let's go with 100 feet. 70 to the top of the tower, 10 to tie off, and 20 to walk around sweeping or picking up clothes or whatever it is that you do before your mom walks in. So that means her hair had to grow about 8 feet 4 inches every year until she's 12.
And that means when she's 12 and put in the tower, her hair is already
100 feet long.
100 feet long. Okay. So that's a lot of brushing. And obviously hair doesn't actually grow that fast. So what's the actual rate of growth?
On average, a human hair grows at about 6 inches per year. So if you imagine the prince's surprise when he climbs up this long, flowing golden rope, which gradually fades to gray, and then he pulls himself through the window and finds his waiting Rapunzel, who is 140 years old at minimum.
Okay, but what if the witch has a magic endless supply of Rogaine, not a sponsor, and Rapunzel's hair did grow at 8 feet per year? Then what?
Ah, miracle grow for your hair. Well, so the last piece you really want to consider is the weight that she's lugging around. Blonde hair weighs about 20 micrograms per hair per centimeter. So again, using that 100-foot calculation, and assuming she's on the low end of the number of strands, about 100,000 hairs, she's still lugging around an extra 5 kilograms of hair.
Oh my goodness, that's going to wreak havoc on her posture. So let's recap. So either Rapunzel is 140 years old, or she has magical Rogaine and can sell wigs as a side hustle on Etsy. So her hair may be plenty strong, but it's also heavy, as so she's not exactly mobile. In my mind, the updated version of the story ends with Rapunzel going full G.I. Jane, shaving her head, and little do we know, this becomes the origin story for Furiosa from Mad Max. This is a much more satisfying ending to me. Join us this season as we take a deeper read into the physics behind some of the most famous fairy tales. We answer questions such as, how much bread could the little red hen actually make with a single grain of wheat? How hard would a cow have to jump to clear the moon? And what would happen if a dragon flew around the world in 5 seconds, like the paper bag princess?
Thanks for listening. Please be sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Fairy Tale Science Podcast. And remember, if you want to see the math from this episode, you can head over to fairytalescience.ca. Be sure to check back with us for our next episode, where we look into the gruesome fate of the cow that jumped over the moon.